Oh, there's the doorbell. Ralphie Mae finally gets here.
Doors open.
What's up, man? He's got his cup of coffee.
He's ready to go. We
I'm
made
ready
sure
to go, Jack. I'm angry.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. There's
I'm
nothing
angry
better.
I'm driving. Oh, my God. I swear to God, every time I come down here, I go, I love Heidi and Frank. I love you guys because, boy.
You wouldn't do this for anybody else.
No way, Jack.
I know.
No way would I put up with this every day. God bless you if you're driving right now and you have to do this every day.
At
God
least
bless
we're
you
on the road. We're on the road early in the morning where there's no traffic. But,
exactly,
yeah, you got to come here at 8 o'clock. It's got to suck.
Oh, man. And everybody's out there. Like, the bums are out like nobody's business today. It's a bum warning today, guys. Okay? There's going to be lots of bums. Begging for stuff, okay? Don't believe them. All right, if they're from Amarillo and just ran out of gas, you know, your $80 would help. It's not going to help, all right? I mean, it'll get her crack or hair on or whatever, whatever that family dynamic is on. But you just have to chalk it up to somebody's got to make strippers, you know? Yeah. You know, you just got to, hey.
We can't run out.
It happens. You can't run out. It's $1 billion business.
And, and your jobs as fathers is to prevent that, right?
Exactly.
That's exactly what I did.
You got a daughter. You're like, as long as I keep her off the pole.
I know.
Right?
I didn't realize this responsibility at first, and that's why I named my daughter April, June, May. Okay, so yeah, I've got an uphill battle here. I've already put myself in a hole. All right, now coming to the stage, April, May. That's totally believable.
Right.
Like if she came up there with Sarah, people would go, oh, Sarah, that's your real name, huh? No, my real name is April May. It's more of a stripper name than my real stripper name. So,
how old is April now?
She is 5. And this baby, listen to this. She was walking with her mama. Okay, and we're walking with my English bulldog, Hoochie Mama. I'm in stupid Laughlin, okay, at the white trash mecca of the West Coast. Oh, my God. It's where all double wides lead. They're all pointed to Laughlin, Nevada. Trust me, that white trash dump. Okay, anyways, so I'm there, right? And but I like white trash. I'm Southern.
Right,
you know?
Yeah,
I
mean, Southern Indiana.
It's just a lot of it.
Yeah, you're Indiana. That's white trash with snow. Okay, all right.
Are you kidding me?
I bet you had so much plastic inside your house, it looked like Dexter was about to kill somebody. Did it? Did you have more holes in your wall you put your hand through than just the winter? Me too. All right. And by the way, who in this room ate cereal out of a Cool Whip bowl stained with chili or spaghetti sauce? Come on now. Who didn't do it? Come on, Mexicans. I know you was out there with that menudo bowl, too. Don't act like you ain't white trash neither, Mexicans. All right, you is too, so don't be acting like that.
Oh, my God.
Man, hey,
Mother's Day memories, man. Mother's Day memories.
I was on tour, and I'm in Upper Minnesota, okay? All right, and there's like 9 Mexicans in the front row, and I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing here? What, are y'all about to run over another border just for old time's sake? What the hell is going on here? And they started dying laughing, and I'm like, why are you in Upper Minnesota? What's there to pick? And they're like, nothing, bro, nothing. We're here up there for the oil or something, like Shell oil, something like that. So those Mexicans are going north. Those white people are losing their minds. It's like they all hate Mexicans except for the nice guy that shovels their driveway. All right, that Mexican's
okay.
The
one we have is nice.
Yes,
he's nice.
Yeah. They were the snowblowers out there, not leaf blowers.
Like, those are the same guys. No immigration. All those Mexicans are horrible, except for the nice guys that clean up my house, take care of my kids, and shovel everything.
Yeah,
those guys,
they're cool.
They can stay. But those other Mexicans. White people, calm down. When it comes to Mexicans, they're awesome.
They're the best.
I know. We had a Mexican nanny, but I'm bragging. We really didn't. We're not that rich. We had Ecuadorian. You know. One day we hope to upgrade to a nice Mexican
lady.
Isn't
that crazy? Like I have my friend Elmer, who is El Salvador.
Elmer? You got a dude named Elmer?
Elmer. He's from El Salvador.
Is it Elmer or the Mer? I mean, is it like
I'm the Mer.
Okay.
The Mer. Right.
Mer.
The
Mer. That would be the sea. He would be the sea. That's a deep name, Jack.
Well,
the ocean, baby.
It is funny how, like, amongst the Latinos, like, God forbid you call somebody from El Salvador, like, you're like, so, Guatemalan, Mexican, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know.
And they don't get it. Everything south of Tijuana is Mexican. Sorry. Sorry. All right, if you're south of Tijuana, you're Mexican. You got a tan, and you could be an Indian guy. You're Mexican here. You better say you're Mexican. If you get pulled over and you're trying to claim ethnicity specificity, okay, you're going to get beat up. Okay, this is L.A., Jack. You Mexicans, get out of the car. Hey, bro, we're Ecuadorians. Hey, bro. Mexicans, I said, get out of the car. I get out of the car. Okay. Beat, and nobody's got a video camera. No rights, no nothing. We don't get new TVs. This is ridiculous.
Ralphie May is hanging out with us. So do you look forward to getting back in Los Angeles? I mean, you're on the road, like I said, Laughlin, Minnesota.
I do, but the hipsters are bothering me. You know, the hipsters, okay, all right, like they need an older man to, like, tell them, hey, you're making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, like, number one, your pants are too tight. You're a grown man wearing burgundy capris. Okay, it is time for you to start shopping in the man department. Okay,
we deal with this around here. We deal with it with our producer. He's a total hipster.
You need whole britches. Okay, yes. Whole britches. Okay, and you should not be able to tell a dude has a camel toe from the back. That's all I'm saying. Okay, all right. When he's splitting the twins from the back, yikes. It's like, hey, nice monkey. I hope you get a yeast infection. Jesus. That's going to be a lonely walk down an aisle in Walgreens. Which one? Monistat 7 or 12? Or is it 7-day cure, 3-day cure, 2-day cure? I need bleach, okay? I need bleach, something healthy. Jesus. Okay, all right, they need that. All right, and then the dudes with the dumb earrings, the plug earrings, okay? Yes. I'm tired of that, too, man.
All right, those discs in the ears?
Yeah, that's a white guy thing. That's a white guy thing, okay?
It used to be an African black woman thing.
It was African men and women, yeah. Okay? And that's what I told black people. I said, that's probably how y'all got caught. was those guys grabbing that jug handle, okay? Grabbing that ear, okay? Got you by the jug handle, all right? What are you going to do? And people go, that's racist, really? Okay, yeah. How many white guys do you know that can outrun black guys? Exactly. I'm sure that guy in Pilgrim's buckle shoes outran Kunami, a Zulu warrior. Okay, who can run 28 miles without stopping. Yeah, without shoes. Yeah, without shoes, stopping through lion country. Okay. All right, do you think the Puritan, ye stop. Okay, was going to stop. No, he got him by that jug handle when he got close and surprised him. And just, ow, man. Yeah, man, your mama grabbed you by your ear. Woo, that'll stop you.
That will stop you. All right,
but women, okay, I blame you, okay? You got to knock it off, okay? Girls, listen, that guy has no regard for himself. Look what he did to his own ears. You think he's going to have any regard for what he's going to do to you? That's like as soon as he gets there, back door, bam, punching that little eyeball right there, that brown eye right in the mouth. Okay, just punch it, just boom, minimal spit, nothing hardly at all. Just bam. All right. And don't be shy. You can't do that. Everybody knows you can't do that, man. You can't just go right to the back door. Okay, it's just like common courtesy.
Unless you're in the NBA.
Unless you're, well, I guess so. Hey, word up, Kobe. How you doing? All right.
You're my world, the air that I breathe.
Yeah, you been to that?
Breathe.
All right, but breathe. Okay, I got to tell you, girls, don't be shocked, all right, when he goes back door. And you can't do that, man. That's like laying down a button, running to third. Come on, what are you at the Special Olympics? We just going to give you a hug or something. You go first place. What are you doing? You can't do that, okay? All right, and these Monty men, they need to be told this stuff, okay? And last but not least, dudes with dumb beards, okay? All right, if you're an L.A. hipster and you've got a beard and you're not a biker or a welder or a guy who does transmission work or just does a great you know, just earned a beard. A guy, a pirate, earns a beard.
Right.
Okay? All right, if your biggest dilemma was staying outside of Best Buy for Call of Duty 2, okay, that's the biggest heartache you've had. You don't get a beard, okay? But these dumb guys, they need to understand that when I see a dude with a beard, I think that's a guy who hasn't had a chick on his face in forever. Okay, all right, that forever, bro. All right, no, no, guys, hipsters, believe it or not, they chicks love a loofah on the giner. Okay,
what'd I tell you? Yeah, awful.
Hey, is that the wire brush we clean the barbecue grill with? It sure is. Wham, wham, wham.
Awful.
It's like, what are these guys doing, man? You're a bunch of mutts. Get it together, mutt.
Yes.
All right, Jesus.
Smooth,
baby.
You gotta
smooth.
Give them action.
I mean, just tell and smell good. Just
Ralphie always smells so good.
I do smell good. I gotta fight the uphill battle of fat people stink. Okay, that fat people stink is out there, Jack, and nobody is. You gotta wash your ass. Okay?
You smell good though.
I smell lovely and effervescent, baby. I shower with Joe Malone, baby. Come on, you know what I'm talking about?
That Joe Malone.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'm lime sage right now, all over my goodness. Right, my good parts, lime and sage. Okay, ain't no Dove soap down there. Okay.
Oh my God, Ralphie, you're killing me.
Are y'all you guys using buying your mom's parent flowers and stuff for Sunday?
Yeah.
And you know, the great thing about that is that if you use ProFlowers, ProFlowers.com, that you can order today and they'll still be there on Sunday. You can call them tomorrow, Jack, and they'll still be there on Sunday.
It's incredible.
So you don't get that lip from mom, and it saves you a phone call that you can text and stuff like that, you know? Because I had to talk to my mom the other day because I don't have caller ID on my phone sometimes.
Oh,
I don't know. Oh, God, it was forever.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm leasing a car for her now. What? Okay.
That's how you made it, though, Ralphie.
I know. I bought a house for her. I bought two of them for her. I bought my brother a truck. Okay.
You're making Frank and I look bad because our moms are listening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Ralphie bought a house for his mother.
I guess they're going to start it.
Ralphie's a big millionaire, too.
Well, tell mom, okay? Well, Ralphie's had a steady gig, okay?
Yeah.
We went from podcast to KLOS, all right?
That's right.
All right, from KLOS back to KLOS, okay?
Right.
With a podcast in between, mom. Relax, okay? All right, you're lucky you're getting
time.
Pro Flowers. ProFlowers.com. Beautiful arrangements. They really are.
Blooms.
I like the one that's the all pink one. Have you seen the all pink one? Pink iris.
Have I seen the all pink one?
I know you have. I know. You worship the old pink one all the time, don't you? Oh, pink rose petals. Oh, does she love me? Does she love me? No, we're down to the last two. Okay. Oh, sweet rose
looks
petals.
Looks like she loves me.
Yeah, looks like she loves it.
All right.
Those last petals like to be, fondled and touched real nice.
You leave
like
them there a while.
Soft. Yeah, you leave them there for a while.
Oh, Ralphie May is going to be at the Brea Improv.
Oh, my God.
I am.
Seriously.
And it's a Mother's Day, you know, and I'm a bad mother, so let's get this done, okay?
Take your mom out.
My mom would love that.
My wife is performing, okay, and she is hilarious. We're both getting ready to do our specials in Vegas. We're taping them Memorial Day weekend at the South Point Casino, and it'll be my 6th and 7th special, and it'll be Lana's first, and it's great. And we have a podcast, too, guys. Yo, I want you guys to be on it, man.
Well, definitely.
And it's called the Perfect 10 Podcast, okay, because... Because when my wife and I stand side by side, we look like the number 10. All right. And it's dirty and it's hilarious. Okay. And I would love to take you to like hamburger salads or cheeseburger salads with it.
Yeah, that's what Frank calls a chicken salad.
Yeah, hamburger Mary's. Okay. And over there for like a drag bingo or something.
We love it.
All right.
Many
let's go.
Times, drag queen bingo's the
man,
blast.
All right. I'm going to get dressed in flannel and go as Chaz. Okay. All right.
I would love that.
I know. I had like you and like three more lesbians back me up, we could drink free all night long.
I play Chaz,
okay, and then y'all just take the drinks, okay, and I'll get liquored up real fun over there at the drag queen thing. That'd be a fun podcast.
I'm ready.
I got booze, lesbians, drag queens.
My perfect night.
Come on.
It's my everyday.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
You are the wind beneath my wings. By the way, guys, y'all are terrific on Dish, okay?
Oh,
I really love that. Okay, Hey, if you guys ever have a topic and you need some help with, you bounce it around, by all means, pick up a phone and call me. I love that show. I watch it. It's on Fox, okay? I watch it all the time. I think it's great.
Thank you, man.
It's such a refreshing, different thing than what you see on TV. You know, all the same people bitching about the celebrities. You get to see guys who get the news first doing the first jokes about it. I really like that a lot.
Thank you, man.
No problem. I keep up with you guys.
You've always been a good friend of the show. Ralphie May, go see him at the Brea Improv. Get your tickets. You can go to Brea.improv.com.
We're not done, though, right?
You want to hang out?
Hell yeah, I want to hang out. I didn't drive an hour down here to just leave.
I want to hear the Laughlin story anyway. We didn't hear the Laughlin story.
Oh, man, I got great Laughlin stories.
All right.
For more info on the tickets, you can actually call the number, too, 714-482-0700. 714-482-0700. See Ralphie all weekend long through Sunday at the Brea Improv. Come right back. More with Ralphie May. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.